Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Oh,
great to be here, Scott.
Looking forward to having you doing three shows right here in our backyard, the Strand Theater in Zillionopa, one of those old-fashioned theaters built in like the 1920s. It's going to be a great vibe for your kind of music. And tell people about Celtic Tenors. I've been listening to the new live album. I am a big fan now. What can they look forward to from seeing you guys on stage?
Well, we just love singing good quality music. We love our Irish songs. We love our classical songs. We love anything. I mean, that like Glen Campbell. My God, we love everything that's a good song. So even though we're operatically trained, I think that happened so long ago. And yes, it serves a purpose when we need to do Danny Boy. When we need to do Ness and Dorma, or when we need to do, you know, some big classical thing. But we're really kind of, we sing with our natural voice when we need to, and we sing when we use the right tool for the right job. We have a lot of fun. We sing lots of Irish songs. We have a lot of fun together. We're kind of a harmony based act. So we tend to, if there's any opportunity of making something a bit more beautiful by adding some harmonies, vocal harmonies, we'll do that. We've been coming to Zillionopa for so long. It's been one of those, I don't know how we got started off the relationship initially. It's a beautiful, intimate theatre. It's unusual in that it's very wide, but not too deep. And it's just gorgeous. We love performing there. You can see every face, every smile, and as the people who come there know, we keep them clapping, keep them singing, and it's a happy, uplifting, funny, we think anyway, show.
Well, I've heard your live Johnny Cash Whiskey in the Jar, and that becomes an audience clap along. At some point, everyone's stamping their feet and clapping and having a good time.
It's one of those things. Yeah. We just love people. We love music. It's not a scripted show. It's we've been at this a good while. The Celtic Tenors have been together for 25 years. So we're comfortable up there. We love what we do. We communicate and become friends with our audiences, I think, over an evening. And so we've got three shows in Zillionopa. They're all pretty well sold. They're not quite sold out yet, but they're pretty close. It's always lovely to see more people come along, new people.
From Galloway Girl to Danny Boy to Guns N' Roses, Child of Mine. You guys, you cover a lot of ground with your songs. Love them all. How do you come up with the songs you're going to do? And is there is this a chance for you to kind of merge the Irish tradition with some modern music that maybe people don't right away think of as Irish?
Yeah, I mean, we don't overly bring in the Irishness all of the time, but we love it. On the PBS show, you'll see, we have the Illan pipes, and we have the old Irish whistle, and we have guitar, and but we also have piano, and not in Zilli, but we'll be doing orchestral shows, with 80 piece orchestras. We do that too, but we try to bring everything that we like into our sphere. So whether it's opera, whether it's Irish, whether it's old folk, whether it's new Irish, there's some great new Irish songs, great love songs, and there's a massive folk revival in Ireland at the moment as well. And we just celebrate all the great music that's out there.
Now, visually, do you have a component there? Are we seeing pictures of the Emerald Isle on a video projection, or what does it look like?
We sometimes do that. In Zillionopa, they're quite innovative, and every now and again. So I think there's likely to be some of that sort of stuff. It depends on from theatre to theatre. There may or may not be, but whether it's there or not, it's really about the people. It's about us making a connection.
Now, the musical instrumentation, do you have some of the Irish, like the pipes, the whistles, the bouzouki, that kind of thing?
So we don't on this particular tour, because we're touring light this particular this particular leg of the tour, and the fact that Zillionopa is not large. So I think it's about 300. A 300-seater audience, so space is actually it's so it's so intimate that it's really kind of good to keep it all as light as we can. But yeah, we love to have the pipes and the whistles. We'll be reduced to whistle, guitar, and piano.
And like you said, that theater it's wide, not deep. It's like watching a concert in your living room, and you really. You know, it's such an intimate, fun place. And then, I don't know, do you guys hang out afterwards and sign
we do.
Albums?
We do. Absolutely. We love meeting the people afterwards. And I think that's one of the reasons why Zili works so well, is it's so accessible for the audience to us. And it's a really unique experience.
Well, you're going to be here at the Strand Theater talking about the Celtic Tenors February 25th, 26th, and 27th. So we have you in town a few days. What are you going to do when you're not on stage? Any place you're looking forward to visiting or checking out?
I was tipping into Pittsburgh, have a little bit of a... Is it Primanti's, is it?
Yes, yes it is.
we always have a bit of that. We love everything about that part of America. It's just beautiful.
Well, you have an opportunity for us. Okay, I'm sorry.
Any advice?
There's a winery right across the street. I don't know if they have any Irish wine, but it's literally across. It just opened about a year ago.
The only Irish wine is whiskey and Guinness. That's wine, right?
Yeah, sure. You can actually help us because beginning next month, for the first time ever, Aer Lingus is flying directly from Pittsburgh to Dublin. It's the first time we've ever had direct flights, Pittsburgh to Ireland. So I think a lot of people are going to be doing that. So while we got you on the phone, what's some advice? What are some places Pittsburghers must go to when they're in Dublin? Maybe obvious ones and maybe one off the beaten path.
Yeah, you have to go to O'Donoghue's. It's a brilliant traditional Irish pub. It's on Baggot Street. You'll get a fantastic pint of Guinness. Avoid the big sort of zhuzhy fancy places. You're looking for an old man's pub. In terms of pubs, that's what you look for. And there's a new place called Epic, which is fantastic. It's a kind of like a morning, quite close to the city centre, and it's walking distance from the city centre, and it's a kind of a big visual tour of Ireland, of the diaspora, people who have left Ireland and have gone on to great things, but also a bit about our own history and how we're still connected to the likes of the United States. I mean, I think no matter how you cut it, we are so closely connected with the States, where, you know, half of my family lives over there. We even though we're distinct and over here in Ireland, there is a massive connection, right down to yins and all that. All of these things that
you got it.
It's just like the different ways the language is spoken in Pittsburgh. That's those kinds of things we see in Ireland. So lots and lots in common.
Well, it's no coincidence.
But there's loads to do in Ireland. Come over, drink plenty of Guinness. Go to the Guinness storehouse. That's another important thing.
Oh, I'm writing this all down. Epic Guinness storehouse. Got it. I mean, it's no coincidence the Pittsburgh Steelers just played there because of the ties. You mentioned Pittsburgh and Ireland, the Rooney family and everything. And
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, yeah. And
we love it.
And we were talking about Irish bars. And what is it about the music that's talk about a place that just loves live music? Or what is that tradition with Ireland? And that's one of the things the Celtic Tenors are preserving. But why is music so important to a night out in Ireland?
I don't know. It's tied into our heritage. I mean, we are traditionally not big landowners. We had a big brother country just beside us that kind of left it so that we didn't have much in the way of possessions. So I think our possessions were mostly cerebral in our heads. So we produced rafts of poets and writers and songwriters and musicians. And you know, all of the, if you look at the instrumentation for traditional music, it's all inexpensive stuff. But every home, even today, many, many homes are dripping in the Irish tradition. So that these traditional songs that were preserved. I don't know. We kept it going longer than other places, I guess, or we just had more of it in the beginning. I don't know. But all I can say is I'm really grateful for it because it's really rich store of fantastic music.
You mentioned Celtic Tenors have a PBS special. You've had them before. You have another one coming out. Is that in the next few
weeks?
Yeah,
we have one. It's called Live from the Empire.
Oh, like
and,
the album.
It's playing on lots and lots. I'm sure the local PBS in Pittsburgh has definitely played it. It was released in about December of last year. And I think that it's going to get played again in March, February, March time.
And on January 30th, you released a single from the new live album, Ed Sheeran. You're doing Perfect Symphony, and you do it in a way that's like ready to be in a wedding song or something. It is so beautiful. What made you pick that?
Thanks very much. Yeah, I mean, it's perfect by Ed Sheeran, who incidentally has really kind of established himself as an Irishman. Even though he's born in England, he looks so Irish, but both his parents are Irish, and we feel that it's a really kind of almost an Irish song. The version that he does with Andrea Bocelli, we kind of did a bit of a modification of that on the PBS show. We've got whistles and pipes and stuff in it, but we'll be doing that version. It's lovely, just deeply romantic, love, soft, warm music. It's just beautiful with that operatic excitement in it.
I'm going to play that for our listeners in just a bit. So it's the Celtic Tenors, Matthew Gilson, and Daryl Simpson, George Hutton. Anything else you want to say to people coming out to see your shows at the Strand Theatre in Zillionople?
There's one little thing that's kind of worth saying. So for those who have been before to see us, one of our long-standing members, James, who set up and we began and founded the Celtic Tenors together back in the late 90s, he retired just last year. And we have the guy who has jumped into his place is a fantastic guy called George Hutton. He's a fine young man from Derry in the north. So I'm from Kells in the south, near Dublin. He's from Derry in the north, and you might have seen him on some movies and things like that. So he's just done a movie he does some acting as well. He did a show called The Death of Robin Hood, actually a movie with Hugh Jackman. So we have now got a Hugh Jackman connection, and hopefully over the Christmas, I think we might be doing something in Times Square down in London or down in New York on St. Patrick's Day. But I think Hugh might be joining us. But we don't know about that yet. You never know.
You have to bring the Wolverine claws on stage with you, maybe.
Exactly.
First of all, thank you so much for your time, and we're looking forward to having you here at the Strand Theatre, the Celtic Tenors. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so very much. Thank you very much, Scott.
I enjoyed talking to you. See you soon.
Take care. Thanks very much. Yep. Bye-bye.
And I will play that song. They did their cover of Ed Sheeran. Really, really pretty. That'll be coming up in just a moment.
You're listening to 99.3 FM, presented by St. Barnabas, in addition to 1230 WBVP Beaver Falls. Beaver County Radio's news source, 99.3 FM, 1230 WBVP, and Beaver.